Everybody, Peter Zine here, coming to you from Florida. The news today, we're in the second week of April, is that the Japanese have released from initial refit beard what they call a heavy destroyer, the Kaga. It's part of the Izumo class. This was designed to be a helicopter carrier,
right?
It's really a small supercarrier, if you will. And they've now completed the refit so it can take American F-35s, of which the Japanese are purchasing about 150, at least a third of which are supposed to be the carrier versions. And there's definitely going to be more coming. This gives the Japanese full-scale naval aviation for the first time since 1945. Keep in mind that the world's first supercarriers, or carriers of any type, actually are Japanese, and so this is a skill set that they're in the process of rebuilding. They're also doing so hand in glove with the naval superpower, which is the United States, and obviously they're going to be using a lot of American hardware and training to make this up to speed. So basically, this takes Japan and transforms its already blue water navy into a blue water strike navy with significant over the horizon capabilities. The Japanese are doing this hand in glove with the Americans from a strategic point of view, and the vessels are already sailing together with the American fleets. The Kaga will be going through sea trials now for probably about a year, maybe a year and a half before beginning full deployment. And while that is happening, the other of the two Izumo-class carriers, the Izumo, will now be going through its refit. Critics would say, and I would agree with them, that this was always the plan for the Izumo-class, that they were only called helicopter destroyers for purposes of dealing with a population and a region that wasn't quite comfortable with Japan taking a direct military role in affairs. But that has now turned. The Koreans have gotten quiet. Everyone else in Asia realizes the Japanese being more forthwith is actually a good thing. But most importantly, the Japanese population has moved beyond its general feeling of pacifism in the post-World War II era, realizing that as the Chinese become more uppity, that a firmer military position is needed, and that requires hardware to accentuate the policy.